We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. In a March column, the New York Times' Paul Krugman asserted that it's important to get real, as he put it. There are powerful forces behind the relative and, in some cases, absolute economic decline of rural America. And he says the truth is that nobody knows how to reverse those forces. Mr. Krugman may not have anticipated the pushback that statement would generate. Among those stepping up in defense of rural America, economic geographer Mark Haggerty.
It is not necessarily a good policy to move people to cities in places where they can ill afford to make a living.
Haggerty joins us from his office in Bozeman, Montana.
And there is a trend that is emerging and we think is going to accelerate of people who grew up in rural places or people that are looking for a different kind of lifestyle that are eager to get out of cities. And if rural communities can offer them the kind of networks and institutions and relationships that they're looking for, there's a huge opportunity for rural communities to attract and retain businesses and families and reverse the trends that we've been seeing over the last decade or more.
And here's what Haggerty thinks Krugman and others get wrong on the matter of rural America.
This trap of being dependent on a severance tax or a federal revenue sharing program is common across a lot of rural areas. And rather than an indication, as Krugman indicates, that these places don't have any opportunities and there are no solutions for them, for us what it means is we've very badly mismanaged the opportunities that communities have, and we have artificially limited their choices.
Has the Promise Zone lived up to that optimistic title? 5 years after 8 southeastern Kentucky counties fell under this federal designation, we asked Promise Zone Coordinator Sandy Curd how it's going. There have been improvements, but there remains so much to overcome and accomplish. And if we're being real,
the real solution for our Promise Zone is for us to come up with the answers, for us to implement the answers, and for us to make our economy and our life, our region, the best that it can be. And it's not going to come from D.C. and it's not going to come from, the state of Kentucky. It's up to us to do that.
The nation's renewable energy sector reached a big milestone earlier this spring. For the first time, the sector, which includes solar, water, wind, and geothermal steam, had slightly more energy generating capacity than coal. And renewable energy sources generated more electricity than coal in April. Renewable generation isn't expected to surpass coal on an annual basis for several years, but the early signs of transition are beginning to appear. And in the meantime, the greenhouse gases from burning fossil fuels have contributed to another new milestone.
The highest levels of carbon dioxide in all of human history.
Reporter Ryan Van Velzer, looking at Kentucky research into reducing carbon emissions, found one answer in the lab of U of L solar researcher Thad Druffel.
One generation. It's the next generation that'll be fully renewable here in Kentucky.
And another in our ongoing series, Humans of Central Appalachia, photographer Malcolm Wilson's collection of Appalachian voices sharing life in the mountains as they know it and live it. We visit with Ronnie Walker, who recalled his early years as an African-American growing up in Harlan, Kentucky.
We were allowed to go in the restaurants, but we couldn't sit down. We could order our food, but we couldn't sit down.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU and on your WEKU Apple or Android app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.